From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds. In 1964, filmmaker Michael Apted worked on a documentary called 7-Up. It was interviews with 14 children from different socioeconomic backgrounds. Since then, Apted has checked in every 7 years to see how they're doing. The latest installment, 56-Up, is showing at the Landmark Guild Theater on 45th. And you hear those children talking about their future, and then you hear the adults reflecting on what they've become. It got us thinking, what would the six-year-old you think of the you are today? Are you the person you thought you would be? Would the six-year-old you be proud of the person you've become? Would they be confused? Well, this week, our youth producers from the Radioactive program went down to the market and asked the question, would six-year-old you be proud of you today?
Probably not.
Why not?
Yeah. Six-year-old me probably thought I would be driving around in race cars and I'm just in school and getting by, so no.
I think very, because I'm doing art and I wanted to be an artist.
I think I'd be proud of myself. I wanted to be in the Navy and I wanted to be a truck driver. I've done both those things plus.
Well, when I was 6, I wanted to be an astronaut. I think it's a PhD in electrical engineering will set me up for that, so I think you'd be very stoked that being an astronaut is still on the menu.
You're trying to say you want me to access the six-year-old within right
yes.
now and let you know? Let's see. I mean, people would say, what do you want to be when you grow up, a fireman? You should grow up and become president. Really what you want to do is be yourself, right? I'm still drawing. I'm still making music. I'm still riding the bike. Yeah, I think he'd probably be pretty happy.
Okay, what is one thing that your six-year-old self will be proud of?
My beard. My six-year-old self would be very proud of my beard.
Six-year-old me had no clue what was going on in the world, but I have certain aspects of my life that a six-year-old can look at and say, that's good.
What are those aspects?
Oh, I'm engaged, I have a stable job and in a good house, I have really, really good friends, I go to Burning Man. I fly around the world teaching science. Yeah, I have a good life.
No, because I wanted to be Spider-Man.
You wanted to be Spider-Man? You were the superhero, six-year-old?
I'm not Spider-Man, so I would be disappointed.
I think I'd be confused. There's a lot of growing up that happens between age 6 and now. I did a lot of growing up in the last 10 years, much less in the last, million years.
Interviews recorded by our Radioactive producers, Nawen Dalil, Varun Dhananjaya, and Leslie Sose-Doregoa. You can hear more from our youth producers at KUOW.org/radioactive. What would the six-year-old you think of you today? 206-543-5869. Would that little girl or that little boy be pleased, confused, disappointed? 206-543-KUOW. You can call us toll-free 800-289-5869. You can write to us, conversation@KUOW.org. I'm sad to report that I have no way of remembering what my six-year-old self would have thought of myself today. It's just too long ago. But those of you who fortunately can access that, give us a call and tell us what you think your six-year-old self would think of you now. Let's start with Tim, who's listening to us today in West Seattle. Tim, would the six-year-old Tim be proud of who you are today?
You know, that's a loaded question because being the father of two girls who have been six, I know they can be pretty judgmental. And I'm thinking my six-year-old self would look at me since I'm 50 now and take a good look and say, so how did you play professional football with that body?
So you played professional football?
No.
Oh, I see.
I'd say, well, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
What he fully intended to do with it. He probably would have said, well, so then you're designing Apollo rockets, right? And I'd say, no, not doing that either.
What do you do now?
I'm a graphic designer, and so it's kind of what I like to do as a kid. I like to draw, and so I was thinking about that, too, and he probably would have said, well, so you design stuff with computers, huh? And I would have said, well, yeah, and he probably would have said, well, isn't it just easier to use pencils and crayons and markers? Why did you stop using those? And then he'd say, oh, you didn't? Oh, I don't get it.
Let's continue this this make-believe dialogue between you and your six-year-old self, okay. Tim. Your six-year-old self says, what happened to football?
I would say study genetics later in your life. Study your family history and how big people get and how strong they get, and you'll understand why.
And then your six-year-old goes, wah!
Yeah, I don't get it.
Hey, Tim, thanks for telling us, and thanks for accessing your six-year-old self.
Oh, I do that more than I need to.
206-543-5869. That's 206-543-KUOW. What would your six-year-old self say to yourself today? The Facebook lit up with this. David wrote on Facebook, would your six-year-old be proud of how you grew up to be? David said, sure, because six-year-old me loved toys, but that's not all there is there? John wrote, I'm not sure. He would love my wife. He would love our son. He would hate my sales job. Sonia wrote, my six-year-old self would mostly be proud of me. Six-year-old me would have totally loved the fact that my life was full of games and books. Fortunately, six-year-old me would be too young to understand most of the stuff that she might not be proud of. 206-543-5869. We also heard from some of you on our phone lines earlier today.
When I was six, my mother was in terminal hospital. Life was pretty bleak in the Midwest, and I wanted to be happy and successful. Today, I have a PhD. I went to the 1984 Olympics, and I'm an Army, still grade Army officer as a major.
I think my six-year-old self would be pretty pleased, but also disappointed. I created quite a ruckus in my Catholic school in first grade when I completed the assignment to draw a picture of what I wanted to be with when I grew up by drawing myself on the altar as a priest. So it has truly been a disappointment that what I felt called to do was never something I could.
My younger self would be friggin' terrified of me. My six-year-old self would have no idea that I became from this really sweet, like, straight-A student to this Studs and Spikes kind of metalhead persona that plays in a band that's really aggressive and really violent. So that's really funny to think about for me.
206-543-5869. Six-year-old self, meet you today. What do you think? How would that person react to you? We got some great emails on this, too. This one, the six-year-old me was very serious and only wanted people to refer to her as Angela. She would be disappointed to know everyone knows me as Angie now. Lita wrote in answer to the question, would your six-year-old self be proud of you today? Oh, my gosh, yes. I'm everything my six-year-old wanted me to be. I love the life I've created for myself. It is awesome. And it's very interesting to hear how you have tied your six-year-old dreams to what you're doing now. Taylor wrote, I want to be a zoologist. Now I have my own dog walking company. Not bad. Curtis wrote, honestly, at 6 years old, the far future was never on my mind. I looked at the clouds in the sky and thought how small I was and then looked for my next immediate way to play. I also remember really enjoying first grade and learning to write. Yeah, it can be hard to access what you thought you would be when you were six. Dick wrote, well, I'm neither a superhero nor have I played one on TV, so I'll have to say no, my six-year-old self would not be happy with me. Now, my 16-year-old self would be stoked, but he doesn't really explain why. What would the six-year-old you think of you today? 206-543-5869. It's 800-289-5869. Write to us, conversation@kuow.org. All the way from Columbia, Missouri, we have Catherine on the line. Catherine, what would six-year-old Catherine think of Catherine today?
Oh, she'd be so happy.
Why?
I wanted to be a veterinarian when I was six, and I am now a veterinarian at the University of Missouri in the College of Veterinary Medicine, and I'm also a scientist.
Wow. I am so impressed with people who know at a young age, who know even when they're in middle school or high school what they want to do and follow through. You knew when you were six.
I guess a lot of people wanted to be veterinarians, though, so it...
Bernard Ouellette, who's engineering the show today, wanted to be a veterinarian. Now he used to have a cat. That's about as close as as he's gotten to that. Did you ever waver, or did your six-year-old self stay true until you became a veterinarian?
When I was in college, I got some advice that medical school would be a better path because you'd make more money and you get a little, maybe more prestige, according to some folks, and So I actually applied to medical school, and there's an exam you have to take. And the day that the exam came, I did not get out of bed.
Oh, wow. It was too much.
I could not do it. It wasn't the right path. So I just shut down. And my parents were so upset.
I assume that your six-year-old reasons for wanting to be a veterinarian are quite different from the reasons you like being a veterinarian now, or maybe not.
Oh, yeah, way different. I mean, when you're a kid, it's kind of all about the joy that you have when you're interacting with animals. And while that's still true for me with my own pets, my relationship with animals is really different. I mean, to be honest with you, it's kind of a more challenging moral position because I use animals in my research. So I, you know, I kill a lot of mice, and I didn't go to vet school to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I still really believe in what I study. So it's, you know, there's some moral complexity that my six-year-old self would just not get at all.
Hey, thanks for talking to us, Catherine. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
We're asking today, what would the six-year-old you think of you today? 206-543-5869. That's 206-543-KUOW. We're kind of prompted by Michael Apted's amazing series of documentaries. Now he's up to 56 up. He's gone back every 7 years to talk to people to see how their view of life, their view of themselves, their view of their youth has changed over the years. And we thought we'd do that on the air, our own 7-up. We're calling it 6-up, though. Kurt wrote to us, I think 16 would be a better reference age. My 6-year-old self would be amazed that I have more than $10 and can drive a car. My 16-year-old self would be proud that I have a job, that I'm married, that I have children, did not get fat. At 16, I did not take those things as given. And Nellie wrote to us, 6-year-old me wanted to be a jockey. So she'd be pretty disappointed that I'm 5'6" and 130 pounds. Let's go to Sam, who's listening to us today in the Fremont neighborhood. 6-year-old Sam is looking at you, Sam. What's he saying?
You know what? I think he would be pretty proud of the guy I am today.
Why do you think so?
Well, you know, 6-year-old Sam loved to go climb trees and play outside and play games. And grown-up Sam has a car and a job and can pay to do all that stuff.
Excellent. Dream achieved. Check. Thanks for calling, Sam.
Back in the day, if you wanted to go somewhere, you know, you had to wait for mom or dad to drive you somewhere. Now you can just go do whatever you want.
Right. You know, a lot of people, though, when they were 6, they'd take a bike. And now today, they take a bike.
That's true.
Sam, thanks for calling. Let's go to Bobby. He's listening to us today in North Seattle. Bobby, meet 6-year-old Bobby. What's he telling you?
It's a girl. She's telling me, oh, man, I wanted to be an actress. Marlo Thomas. Remember that show?
Oh, yeah. That girl.
Dun,
of course.
Dun, 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 yeah. And I thought that would be really cool. So that's what I do now. I mean, actually do it on television and radio and in theaters. Because this place, Seattle, is amazing.
Is it like what your 6-year-old self thought it would be to be an actress?
It's probably a little harder.
A little harder.
yeah, it's very disappointing at times, but it gives you a backbone. I always was quite goofy as a kid, and now I get to be goofy and get paid for it.
So that part of what you thought it would be like as a kid has come true.
Definitely.
Hey, Bobby, thanks for telling us. Let's continue with the conversation today. We're talking about what your 6-year-old self would think of you today, and just some great responses here. Luis wrote, well, I still like cherry Kool-Aid, eating the heads first off of animal crackers, watching cartoons, and doing that cupped wave wavy thing outside the window on the freeway. I guess at the least, we'd get along just fine. Maggie wrote, yes, I think my 6-year-old me would be very happily surprised by the wonderful adventures I've enjoyed and the comfortable life I had achieved. Constance says the 6-year-old me didn't think I'd live past 30. So I'd like to say I'm doing pretty, pretty, pretty good. 206-543-5869, 800-289-5869. One of my favorites that we got was from John C. Stone. He's the captain of the sailing vessel Cutty Sark. He writes, ahoy, Ross. I think the 6-year-old me would be quite pleased with what I'm doing now. When I was 6, I was a bit of a daydreamer in school. Needless to say, that didn't help my grades much. In spring, I remember looking out in the window and watching the birds in the trees, and I thought it would be great to be a park ranger and spend all my time outdoors communing with nature. Now, I'm a sailing ship captain and run a small foundation taking kids sailing up in the San Juans in the spring, summer, and fall. So though I'm not a park ranger, my job lets me do lots of wonderful things in marine state parks. So I'm out communing with nature 150 days out of the year. That's great. John wrote, my 6-year-old self would probably hate me and say I needed to play with my Legos more and not sell out. Andrea, who says she's a career coach, wrote, my 6-year-old self would think I'm kind of like Dear Abby, which was my aspiration at the time, and now she's a career coach. Tiffany wrote, my 6-year-old self would really be impressed with all the rescued animals, a rescued flock of ducks and clucks. My 6-year-old self loved animals. And Valerie wrote, my 6-year-old self would ask me why I don't paint and draw more, because making art is the best thing ever. 206-543-5869. 800-289-5869. You can still write to us, conversation at kuow.org. Let's go to Chris, who's on the line with us. Chris, what's six-year-old Chris say to you?
Well, you know, mine's not as much about a job as when I was six, I was incredibly shy and got, you know, beat up quite a bit. And I would say that my six-year-old self would be pretty impressed now because I just don't take it anymore. I learned how to stand up for myself and how to speak up.
Yes, what a high note to go out on. Chris, thanks very much for sharing that story with us. Check out what other people have had to say at our Facebook page, KUOW's The Conversation. If we didn't get you on the air, you can add your two bits right there.